Imagine that you're in charge of a major national chain of retail stores. Your brand has gotten a little musty. So what do? One option is to tear down your business to its foundations and rebuild it. Another is to run an ad showing exactly that sort of restructuring, but then do nothing. Seth Stevenson, ad critic for the online magazine Slate, brings us an example of the latter strategy.
It's a quiet day at a Gap store. Then someone knocks a pile of shirts off a shelf. Someone else pushes over a mannequin. A woman violently snaps a plastic coat hanger in two. Within moments, there are windows breaking. The driver of a minivan, seeing the destruction going on inside the store, cheerily crashes her vehicle through the entrance. And chainsaw-wielding madmen hack apart the building's support columns. What's going on here, a viewer might reasonably ask? Khaki Armageddon? A tagline appears on the screen to answer all. Pardon our dust, it reads. The all-new Gap is coming. This ad ran in only a few select cities. It stopped appearing altogether more than a month ago. So why am I talking about it? Because it's a brilliant spot that was, for some reason, completely wasted on the people who paid for it. A little backstory. Gap decided a while ago that its retail stores were looking dated. The displays needed freshening up. So the company made some changes in the layout of its shops. The point of this ad, as Gap deployed it, was simply to announce the remodeling effort. Meanwhile, the company itself is in dire straits. In November, Gap Inc. reported its worst quarterly results in 3 years. You can blame Gap's clothes or its marketing, but Gap decided to take out its frustrations on the floor plans. Frankly, this is rearranging the track lighting on the Titanic. It's the entire Gap brand that could use a scrubbing, not just the stores. It sounds like what the company needs is a piece of marketing that suggests radical changes are afoot, that the Gap brand is about to tear itself down to its foundations and be reborn. Where could they possibly find something like that? Gap should have used this ad as the centerpiece of a national campaign. Directed by Spike Jones, the man behind Being John Malkovich and Adaptation, the spot is hilarious. It's been linked to all over the web, evidence of how wonderfully entertaining it is. And it would have been the perfect solution to Gap's brand problem. Some self-deprecating humor mixed with an ingenious visual metaphor. Alas, a spokesperson says Gap has no plans to run the spot in the future. I just can't understand spending all that money on a big-name director and a big-budget shoot, and then frittering the results away on such a limited purpose. Incidentally, there's an even better version of the ad. Hollywood blogger Jeffrey Wells found an alternate, discarded cut in which the soundtrack is not an innocuous pop jangle, but rather Edward Grieg's In the Hall of the Mountain King. The juxtaposition of violence with the classical composition is gripping and dramatic, and suggests an even more profound rip in the fabric of the Gap universe. I give this ad, on its own terms, an A-, but for the implementation, a D-. You might as well hire Spike Jones to direct your wedding video.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson, who writes the ad report card column for the online magazine Slate.